CITR is the home of amazing sounds. So listen to me always. 101.9. CITR.ca.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon.
Ah. What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists.
Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise! Noise! Yeah, noise! Noise!
The Louvin Brothers, Charlie and Ira. One of the great close harmony brother acts. The sound of Ira's mandolin and Chet Atkins' guitar. Making the best music this side of heaven, even when singing about Satan. These songs of death, sin, and despair resonate with raw power and stark beauty. In this song, Ira preaches, any belief in a higher power demands a similar belief in the reality of darker forces. Here the Louvin Brothers. Satan is real.
Satan is real, working in spirit. You can see him and hear him in this world every day.
At a little church in the country not long ago. A prayer was led by an old country preacher who then raised his hands as everyone stood and sang, "My God is real." A warm breeze through the open windows brought in the smell of new-mown hay in a nearby field, and the singing of birds could be heard in the moment of silence as the preacher opened his Bible to read. And then a little old man stood up, bent with age, his hair thin and white, and said, "Preacher, tell them that Satan is real too. You can hear him in songs that give praise to idols and sinful things of this world. You can see him in the destruction of homes torn apart. I know that Satan is real, for once I had a happy home. I was loved and respected by my family. I was looked upon as a leader in my community, and then Satan came into my life. I grew selfish and unneighborly. My friends turned against me, and finally my home was broken apart. My children took their paths into a world of sin. Yes, preacher, it's sweet to know that God is real, and to know that in him all things are possible. And we know that heaven is a real place where joys shall never end. But sinner friend, if you're here today, Satan is real too. And hell is a real place, a place of everlasting punishment.
Satan is real.
Satan is real. You gotta see the album cover for this. Go look it up on Yahoo. It shows Charlie and Ira standing in front of a 12-foot-high plywood Lucifer that they set on fire and almost ended up setting themselves on fire. Go take a look.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, you're listening to A Noise. It's 11:33 in the AM. My name is Luke Meat, and you just heard one of the greatest country and western classics of all time, Satan Is Real by the Leuven Brothers. And we're playing that because Charlie Leuven, one half of the Leuven Brothers, whose harmonies inspired fellow country and pop singers for decades, died early this morning due to complications from pancreatic cancer. What can you do? Oh, that's sad. Either way, Satan Is Real lives on. And coming up in the show, hour and a half long, lots of all kind of new stuff. Just things are just screaming at me here. We're going to have some guitar instrumental stuff. We have the brand new Bardo Pond that we'll be taking a look at. We might get into some darker neighborhoods in terms of theologian, maybe the new Burthsome. We have some new stuff by Jandek. We got some Plunderphonic stuff by people like us. Let's see. There we go. These guys are finally coming to Vancouver. And April 7th, the Media Club. This is Moon Duo. We'll be right back.
CITR 101.9 FM and Timber are proud to present Zebedo featuring Quasi, February 11th at the Rickshaw. Founded by legendary Dinosaur Jr. bassist Lou Barlow and touring in support of the reissue of their classic album Bake Sale, Zebedo are true pioneers in the world of lo-fi indie rock. This is a licensed, all-ages show with advanced tickets available at Red Cat, Zulu, High Life, Ticketweb.ca, and in Victoria at Ditch Records. Showtime is 9:30. Don't miss Zebedo with Quasi, February 11th at the Rickshaw, proudly presented by Timber and CITR 101.9 FM.
Yes, indeed. One of my favorite albums of the 1990s, actually. Zebedo is going to be performing in its entirety. I'm talking about Bake Sale, the one that kind of broke them through into indie stardom, if you will. I'm going to be there with bells on. Hope you are, too. CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, you're listening to A Noise, and we kicked off the set with probably my favorite record of last year and definitely my favorite song of last year, Motorcycle I Love You by The Moon Duo, who, like I said at the beginning of the set, are going to be in Vancouver April 7th. At the Media Club, and I'm sure we'll probably have probably a pair of tickets to give away, so stay tuned for that. And then following up with that, a little bit of kind of more sensitive tweer kind of stuff, but the reason why I played that is Moon Duo is on Woodsist Records, probably one of my favorite labels, and those are two brand new things you heard after that on Woodsist, released this week. We started you off there with DuckTales. Arcade Dynamics is the name of that record. And that is the one-man psychedelic prop project of Matthew Moondale, guitarist for New Jersey's Real Estate. And great lo-fi stuff there. And then we followed it up with Tim Presley's White Fence, an extension of his Darker My Love solo project. And it's kind of cool. It's got this nice little intentional vinyl warble in it that sounds like you're slowing down or speeding up a record, and that I just kind of adore. Check that out. White Fence is Growing Faith is the name of the record there. Well, it seems like we get a brand new Jandek album almost on a monthly basis now that CITR has gotten in touch with the real Corwood Industries, which is, of course, Jandek's, the Corwood Industries. The industry is basically the manufacturer and presentation of Jandek Records. And we got a brand new one in this week, Chicago 2006. Jandek's performance, or sorry, I should mention, Jan Deek is definitely I heard this last week, and it gave me endless mirth of a pronunciation of the name. But Jandek's performance, September 20th at the Empty Bottle, as part of the Adventures in Modern Music Festival, put on collaboration with the Wire magazine. And he was originally supposed to play in 2005 with Acid Mother's Temple, but had to cancel. But he played with, played with Chicagoans Josh Abrams on bass and John McIntyre on drums. John McIntyre is the drummer for Tortoise, the Sea of Cake Bastro, and Gaster Del Sol. And Abrams is kind of more of the free jazz kind of guy, but no stranger to the Thrill Jockey label and Chicagoans, and was a member of the Roots before leaving Philadelphia for Chicago. And so you can imagine that he's got two pretty heavy hitters on this recording. And out of all the live albums that have come our way in the last year or so, this is definitely one of the more congruent. Jandek actually is really collaborating, dare I say, tonally and musically with his collaborators. So here we go. Jandek, Chicago Wednesday is the name of this mammoth double disc. It's the first track called Bad Times. Thank you.
kitchen and the bedroom too. Just give me a little chair so I could be somewhere.
CITR, Beatroot Magazine, and AMS Events are proud to present two amazing shows at the Biltmore. February 5th, come see The Blow with Sunny and the Sunsets. This is an early show with doors at 8 and curfew at 11. February 8th, check out Vancouver's Teen Days with Yip Deceiver and Sugar and Gold, both of which are side projects for members of Montreal. This is another early show with doors at 8 and curfew at 11. Advance tickets for both shows are available from Zulu, Red Cat, and the Biltmore.
You know, if we're gonna try to get rid of the No Fun City moniker or whatever, we have to quit saying curfew at the end of shows. But yeah, a couple of cool things going on at the Biltmore there, sure, and check it out. Any old school industrial techno heads out there? If so, give me a call at 822-2487. I've got tons of Meat Beat Manifesto tickets. Now, if you don't know who Meat Beat Manifesto are, flashback all the way to the late 80s and early 90s, back when Wax Trax in Chicago was like the premier industrial electronic label. Jack Dangerous from the UK was one of the foremost producers on that label under the moniker Meat Beat Manifesto, best known for his EPs Dog Star Man, the phenomenal 99% album, and Satyricon. Both incredible albums. I've seen them live, and I'll tell you, it's fun to shake your booty to. It's on Friday, February 4th at Venue. Early show, if you want to give me a shout. You don't have to even answer anything. Just give me a call, 822-2487. Free Meat Beat Manifesto tickets. Coming up in the next set, some cool stuff going on tonight, in fact, actually. Psych Night at the Biltmore. Mark II, it has now moved to the Biltmore Cabaret. If you were a fan of Psych Night at the Anza Club, it is pretty much the same thing. But the cool thing now is that you can add live bands, and that's exactly what they're doing. And they've got the usual gang spinning, the most obscure underground psych you've ever heard, or me for that matter. But also, three bands tonight. We have Northern Leadership. They look pretty new. I'm just checking out their MySpace page. And we have Dead Ghosts, who are always, always great favorites. But this band I'm going to play right now, White Umbrella. All three of these bands are going to be playing tonight at the Biltmore. Only $7. This is White Umbrella with Where the Magi Drink.
Thank you. It'll be a hot time in the old chapel on Saturday night, January 29th. It's the first annual Barn Burner Benefit, Vancouver's greasy rock and roll, rhythm and blues, and country review. Please join me, Bobby the Badger Ferris, host of the Barn Burner, for a night of honky-tonk and rock and roll mischief. This show takes place at Vancouver's newest and most unique venue, Chapel Arts, in the downtown east side at 304 Dunleavy Avenue, just one block north of the Patricia Hotel. The Barn Burner Benefit features the stunning lineup of Shiloh Lindsay, Rodney DeCrew and his new Convictions, and Minto. It's three headliners for the price of one, and the majority of the proceeds will be going to the greatest radio station on the planet, CITR 101.9 FM, and the greatest new venue in Vancouver, the Chapel Arts Gallery. Put on your boots and show your support to ensure that local artists and venues can continue to thrive in our fair city. In addition to the great acts playing, the night will also include a clothing raffle from Lifetime Collective, greasy cuisine, spaghetti westerns in the Galleria, and I'll be spinning the greasiest tracks between bands and after the show. Again, that's Saturday night, January 29th, 2011, at the Chapel Arts Gallery at 304 Dunleavy Avenue. $12 at the door, with doors opening at 8 p.m. There's no dress code, but denim on denim is probably advisable. The first annual Barn Burner Benefit, brought to you by Chapel Arts and CITR 101.9 FM.
Yes, indeedy. That is going to be a humdinger. The Barn Burner this Saturday, if you like getting your country and western or honky-tonk on, it's going to be quite the multimedia event, actually. Like Bobby said there in the ad, there is going to be free eats. I know that it's going to be vegetarian chili and cornbread, sponsored by the Whip. Steam Whistle is the beer sponsor. Yum, yum. And the spaghetti westerns that we're showing is going to be pretty cool. They're definitely going to be more of the surrealistic, lesser-known slant, including my favorite flick, El Topo, is going to be on there. Also, if you want any excuse to see me in a cowboy shirt, come on down to Chapel Arts Saturday night. Before that, you heard, something brand new by Bardo Pond. The really, really, you know, nice drony psychedelic stuff. They haven't changed their formula too much. Their newest album, eponymously titled Bardo Pond. The track is called Don't Know About You. I don't know about this record. It's starting to grow on me. The first couple of times I wasn't too impressed, but it's got its heaviness when it wants to be. And before that, we heard something by White Umbrella, who are playing tonight at the Biltmore Cabaret at the brand new Psych Night. Go check it out. I think it is doors at 8 p.m. And it's only $7. So come on down, you know, it's going to be fun. Coming up in this next set, we're going to get a little percussive here. Just got this in about 3 weeks ago. John Mueller. The name of the album is The Hole. And it is avant percussionist John Mueller's first album for the Type imprint. And the Type label is, of course, phenomenal. But John's been known for his work with collections of Colonies of Bees and Volcano Choir. But this album sounds both like a relic of the past and an echo of the future. The ideas are anchored in memory and tradition, yet the sound is alien and sometimes impenetrable. some Avant percussion in the form of John Mueller from Atlanta, Georgia, and a brand new album out on the Type Records label entitled The Hole. A little track there called Hearts. You're listening to A Noise on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Luke Mead here. And had a caller asking about kind of avant-garde experimental shows kind of going on. Other than the Psych Night one that I mentioned earlier, I'm kind of digging up some stuff. I know that Fake Jazz is not happening this week, and it doesn't appear that I'm finding anything that's happening next week yet. They haven't announced it, at least on the you know, sites that I visit, I guess, if you will. But it would be remiss of me, and it's always a good excuse to play these guys, just because this is going to be the show of February, if you ask me. I'm talking about the Swans are coming to our fair city February 25th at the Rickshaw Theater. The Swans reuniting after many, many moons. Their first album since 1996, Soundtracks for the Blind, is entitled My Father Will Guide Me Up a Rope to the Sky. It is nothing short of magnificent, and neither will this show be. It's going to be unbelievable. If you like anything noisy, avant-garde, or at least historical, please check out The Swans February 25th. This is the first track off their newest album entitled No Words, No Thoughts. This is The Swans on A Noise.
children drift through the wind. To think is a sin. To think is a sin. Long may his world never begin.
My name is Tim, and every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. I will be playing best punk, hardcore, metal, ska, and reggae music for you from all over the world.
Sessions never meant anything to me. I'm not crazy. Well, that's not true. I got a bed and a guitar.
We all fall down on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Yes, indeedy, we all fall down every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. for your best dose of punk, rock, ska, and reggae music. Stay tuned. We've got the Afternoon Yak coming up. We have 1 o'clock, The Green Majority, hosted by our sister station, CIUT, your only source of conservation information. 2 o'clock, Democracy Now! With Ms. Amy Goodman. I'm sure she's going to be talking about the good old State of the Union thing that happened last night, or as I call it, the giant clap-a-thon. Heard about a really great drinking game that you should play during the State of the Union address. Take a drink every single time. The standing ovation applause. Holy cow, you'll be schnocked before you know it. 3 o'clock, Rumbletone Radio Go-Go is on, but it's hosted by Darren Gall this week again because Frank is still on vacation. But Darren is planning a 2-hour retrospective on Creation Records. So if you dig your Brit Scott psychedelic pop music, tune in to that. That's going to be awesome. 5 o'clock, we have the Arts Report. 6 o'clock, Reel to Reel. 6:30 this week is Shameless with Johnny B. 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis with Val Cormier. 10 o'clock, Sexy in Man City. And 11 o'clock, Hans Klaus with the man, Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. So keep it locked at 101.9 or on your computer at www.citr.ca. And we're just about finishing up. We just mentioned to you that the Swans are going to be here next month, February 25th. Brand new album, My Father Will Guide Me Up a Rope to the Sky. On, of course, the Swans' imprint, Young God Records, still kicking it after all these years, almost 30, I think. And then, so also, though, again, another show that's coming. And thanks to the caller that asked. The Residents are coming to Vancouver March 19th. Again at the Rickshaw Theater. The Rickshaw Theater is becoming one of our coolest venues in the world. I can't believe it. Vancouver is actually a grown-up city now. We're getting like legendary world-renowned acts like the Residents. So we're going to finish off with the Residents like I usually do, something off of the Nurse with Wound list. This is an old favorite. And they don't mean any harm with this one, but this is the Residents with Swastikas on Parade.
Thank you.
And that was the classic performance by The Residents, Third Reich and Roll with Swastikas on Parade. No offense meant by the band or CITR with the titles there. Just simply catching people's eyes back in the mid-70s and a nice little mishmash of every popular rock and roll song.